Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Phil Atoshin. And Phil, the Chicago Bears signed a true fullback, Darryl Young, formerly of the Washington Redskins. He's 29 years old. He was an undrafted free agent out of Villanova back in 2009, and he spent his whole career with the Washington Redskins the last 6 years, and he's been healthy the last few years, but the Redskins, you know, like most teams that use a fullback, they don't use him all that much. I mean, he played less than 200 snaps the last couple years, and he's been primarily a run blocker with a little bit of pass block, and he's caught a couple balls, carried the balls a couple times. But what do you think of this kid, and what do you think of the signing at this time in training camp?
I think it says a lot about how Dow Loggins is seeing this offense matriculate into the preseason. I think he wants a fullback. This young man offers experience at the position. He has an understanding of the expectation of going in those I formations, bashing down, running the BAM play, running the WHAM play, being able to kick out block and be that kind of physical football player. He's polished at doing it. He's got very good hands. He's somebody who you can give them the ball in short yardage situation. He's going to get you 1 or 2 yards. He's good at what he does, and he's workmanlike at it. He's not going to kill you with athleticism, but he can take a 5-yard dump off and turn up field and get positive yards and gains out of it. He's a very natural runner when the ball is in his hands. However, you know, he had that past issue. The last 2 years, he's been healthy. He's had 7 touchdowns in his career, 40 receptions. 6 of those 7 touchdowns, by the way, Lauren, were receiving touchdowns. I think it's a great move. I think Wasike gives you something but lacks the experience, where Young comes in day one and gets in the playbook and understands the rules of the NFL and how to work his craft.
Yeah, and Young, you know, he worked out with the team on a tryout basis at their mini camp, so they're familiar with him, and he has a little bit of a feel maybe for what they're looking for, and I think that familiarity is why, you know, they went back and signed him. But what do you think this says about Paul Lasique, that the fullback out of BYU that's just been running with the first team at training camp and, you know, hasn't been bad by any means, but, you know, do you think they lost confidence in him, and is his roster spot now pretty much given up unless he can really prove it to beat out Darryl Young? Because it seems like Young has him beat in pretty much every area except for maybe potential.
I think this is a message clearly to Paul saying, what you're doing isn't good enough. We're bringing in competition, and the best man's going to win. I mean, this is what good GMs do. This is what good football coaches do, especially. They listen to their offensive coordinator. The need was there. The necessity to run the football is Fox's number one priority this year. This is where the Chicago Bears can surprise teams by running the football and being stout against the run and setting up those situations with a good fullback to run those power games and being more versatile, where he can get outside and catch a short pass. You've seen him do it. He's done it in big moments too. So I think it's a great message to send Lasique, either, you know, poop or get off the pot, basically, because it's time. We need to have the best, and you need to not make mistakes. And I think Young is one of those guys that's on the street, former middle linebacker at Villanova, former inside B, shows that toughness. I just think he brings a lot more to the table than an inexperienced Lasique does.